For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump names Deputy Defense Chief Patrick Shanahan as Acting Secretary of Defense. Jim Mattis will leave the Defense Secretary post January 1st. Trump made the announcement with a tweet. Mattis originally said he would leave in February. On ABC's This Week, Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley told host Jonathan Carl, the American people want tax dollars spent in a smart way, not on a border wall.
$5 billion is a lot of money. That's 650,000 children attending Head Start, 2 million meals for a year for seniors. And to spend it on a fourth-century strategy rather than on stuff that actually improves border security is something we're just not going to do.
So let me be clear. Democrats are not going to agree to any funding to build new border wall?
None.
But Merkley says they will commit money for border security. Congress is adjourned until Thursday, but the shutdown is expected to continue into the new year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Republican Representative Liz Cheney said it will be a great mistake if President Donald Trump follows through with the removal of U.S. troops from Syria and Afghanistan.
If we were to withdraw precipitously from Syria, if we were to withdraw from Afghanistan, leave a situation where our enemies could again establish safe havens, there's no question in my mind the president will regret that and we'll be in a situation where we probably have to go back.
Not so, says Republican Senator Rand Paul.
I think the burden should be on General Mattis and those who want to stay forever in every war theater around the world. The burden's on them to say, if there's no military solution, why are we still sending more military?
Paul says we need to spend more money here at home. His father, Ron Paul, has also praised Trump's decision to take troops out of Syria. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, usually a Trump ally, blasted the decision on the Senate floor Wednesday night. Trump's critics inside Washington, his own party, the military, and around the world are decrying what they see as a massive strategic blunder that could open the way for an ISIS rebound. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Hundreds are dead following a tsunami that struck a popular Indonesian resort area. John Clemens has more.
An underwater landslide caused by the eruption of the Anak Krakatau volcano sent a wall of water described as 10 feet tall across Indonesia's Sunda Strait without an alert. Warning buoys are positioned to alert residents of tsunamis caused by earthquakes and underwater tectonic plate boundaries, but this eruption happened in close proximity to the shoreline. It would have provided minimal warning given the high speeds which tsunami waves travel. I'm John Clemens.
Christmas shoppers still out in force. This woman visiting New York from South Africa with a few others saying they're buying so much they may need more suitcases to go home.
We're from South Africa, so we actually have no clue. We're just seeing a lot of different stuff that we don't get at home. So we're mind-boggled by the variety. So we're lucky we've got 9 suitcases going back because currently I think we're sitting on 12.
The King of Atlantis wins the holiday box office by beating out a Transformer and a magical nanny. Aquaman, the latest DC superhero film from Warner Brothers, nabbed $67.4 million on the three-day weekend in North America. That gives the undersea hero the U.S. box office crown for the weekend and adds to the film's already huge global total. Disney's Mary Poppins Returns took second place in the weekend box office with a $22.2 million haul. The sequel to the 1964 Disney classic, which stars Emily Blunt as a magical nanny, has so far made $51.3 million around the world. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.